West is sleeping, the desert will be creeping inch by inch across the continent. And the bones of country and music lay there in their casket beneath the towers of Nashville in a black pool of neglect. So we cast our nets in the water, drag the pool and caught them, grind them up and snort them deep into the night. I spill some blood on the ashes of the bones of the Jones and the Cashes, skulls in false eyelashes, your ghost riders in the sky. Dino! The Billy Bones, I'm picking the flesh off the bones.
Waco Brothers wrapping up that set of music from their Cowboy in Flames album with the Death of Country Music. Before that, the Gourds doing their version of Tom Dooley. Dirtball in that set of music from their final album, Turn Up the Barn, with So Far, So Long. So Vines from Columbus, Ohio, recorded live at Little Brothers back in July of 2001. Jesus Dionysus from the So Vines, and Eddie Spaghetti, Super Sucker fame, from The Sauce, doing his version of Sea of Heartbreak. Now, I've remembered, I can tell you my Eddie Spaghetti story. The Mockster actually was hired to DJ a wedding. It happens every once in a while. People either like desperate or realize they forgot the DJ and they reach out to me. But this young, lovely couple reached out and said, "Hey, Moxer, can you DJ my wedding? We're getting married over at the aviary." I said, "Sure, why not? I'll do it." Much like how when Tony Hawk's son and Kurt Cobain's daughter got married recently, Michael Stipe was the officiant. Much like that, Eddie Spaghetti was the officiant of this wedding. It's pretty cool. The one thing I'll tell you is very, very creepy, and it's leaving the aviary when you and the security guard are the last people there. Because when you DJ a wedding, you don't realize this, but the DJ's got to tear his crap down and get out of there. Well, the wedding party, they've moved on. The caterer, they've moved on. So it's me in a little cart pushing that out the door, and the security guard. And the creepy part is, in the security guard, he was actually the least of the creepiest. He was actually really cool. It was the bald eagle. All I could see was the white head. And it was following me every time I walked down the hallway by its little sanctuary. A little creepy. Hey, speaking of anniversaries, we did lose Gordon Lightfoot earlier this year, and if he was with us today, I'd be saying happy 85th birthday, Gordon Lightfoot. But unfortunately, we lost you back in May. So let's play a Gordon Lightfoot cover in celebration of the anniversary of his birth. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. It's WRCT.
just like an old time movie. Ghost from a wishing well. Castle in dark.
Thank you. up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Take it away.
We'll be right back.
That is a brand new music from Dragon Inn 3. So brand new, I heard it for the very first time tonight. Yeah, I heard Addy playing it in from the basement before my program. He played a different song. He played the cover, I Can't Stop was the name of it. Brand new music from Dragon. So I had to wait many hours before I could play it. That's what I was trying to get to. Had to wait many hours before that. How about Cindy Wilson of the B-52s? She has a brand new CD, a solo disc out called Realms. And that was Delirious. Delirious from her. And what else did I play? The Silicon Teens in there doing their cover of the song Memphis. Cactus World News from Urban Beaches from the 1980s gave us Church of the Cold, and I start off the entire set with the Black Watch doing a cover of Warren Lightfoot, who would have been celebrating his 81st birthday today if you could read my mind. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I will tell you very briefly before we end this program, thank you for listening. Did you get savings bonds as a gift years ago and forgot about them? You might be among millions of Americans who altogether own billions of dollars in Series E savings bonds that are over 30 years old and have stopped earning interest, much like the Mockster himself. Find out if you have an old Series E savings bond that's worth 4 to 5 times its face value at treasuryhunt.gov. This message from the U.S. Department of Treasury and WRCT. Again, thanks for listening to the Viva La Voce radio program. We'll do it again on a future Friday. Right here in WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, y'all. This is Sheridan Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.
This ain't no rag, it's a flag, and we don't wear it on our heads. It's a symbol of the land where the good guys live. Are you listening to what I said? You a coward and a fool, and you broke all the rules, and you wounded our American pride. And now we're coming with a gun, and you know you're gonna run, but you can't find no place to hide. We're gonna hunt you down like a mad dog, a hound, make you pay for the lies you stole. We're all through talking and the messing around, and now it's time to rock and roll. These colors don't run, and we speak as one. When we say united, we stand. If you mess with one, you mess with us all. Every boy, girl, woman, and man. You've been acting mighty rash and talking that trash. Let me give you some advice. You can crawl back in your hole like a dirty little mole, but now it's time to pay the price. You might have shot us in the back, now you have to face the fact that the big boy's in the game. And the thunder's been crashing and the lightning's been flashing, and now it's getting ready to rain. This is the United States of America, the land of the brave and free. We believe in God, we believe in justice, we believe in liberty. You've been a pull on our chain, we should have done something about you a long time ago. But now the flag's flying high and the fur's gonna fly, soon the whole world's gonna know. This ain't no rag, it's a flag, old glory red, white, and blue. The stars and the stripes, when it comes to a fight, we can do what we have to do. Our people stand proud, the American crowd's faithful and loyal and tough. Are we as good as the best and better than the rest? You're gonna find out soon enough. When you look up in the sky and you see the eagle fly, you better know he's headed your way. This ain't no rag, it's a flag, and it stands for the USA. USA, 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 USA. Look up in the sky and you see the eagle fly, you better know he's ahead of your way. Cause this ain't no rag, it's a flag, and it stands for the USA. USA.
I pledge allegiance
USA.
To the USA. Flag
USA.
Of the United
USA.
States
USA.
Of America.
USA. USA.
And to the republic where it stands.
USA.
One nation
USA.
Under God.
USA.
Indivisible.
USA.
With liberty
USA.
And justice.
Hortson Session, the defender of the faith. The defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Pittsburgh, you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, time travel radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is what we got cooking up for you tonight. And we're going to have a great time. You want to get a request on tonight's show? Well, give me a call here at the station at 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Row House Cinema, which is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concession features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or give them a call at 412-904-3225. Row House Cinema, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So we've got Veterans Day coming up, and it always reminds me not only of all that I have to be thankful for living in this great country, but all the men and women I am thankful to. And throughout tonight's show, we're going to play songs in homage to all the men and women who have served this fantastic country we call home. We're also going to have a tremendous show. We've got The Outlaws with Billy Crane returning, joined by the Atlanta Rhythm Section, coming to Pittsburgh Friday, November 10th. That is tomorrow night, coming to the Palace Theater. And for one caller later tonight, I got a pair of tickets to see The Outlaws, Billy Crane, and Atlanta Rhythm Section. So 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT is the number you want to keep in your cell phones for later when we give those tickets away. But that's not all, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Henry Paul joining us later in the show. And a little bit later after that, we're going to have Billy Crane calling in, talking about everything Outlaws. If you love Southern rock, if you love the Outlaws, well, tonight is your night on the radio, because we're going to have both those guys. And crossing my fingers with if all the stars are in line, we've got someone else who's going to make a little cameo appearance as well. So a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time. So glad you've tuned in here to WRCT. You want to keep it right here on 88.3 FM. So back in 1984, with the aid of a big old video that MTV played over and over again, this next guy had a big hit with a song about one of my favorite subjects in the world. Unfortunately, he just passed away a few weeks ago. This is a request from a listener who said, man, you got to play this tune. And I said, we can make it happen. This is Dwight Twilley, Girls.
I was wrong. crazy, rocking that old cradle, wishing I was home. It seems I get poorer the longer I remain, but the more I stay, the less I want to go. Roll on, river, run rolling. You bring back my lady. Roll on, San Joaquin River. Only you can save me. Know the dice are rolling hot when Lady Luck's your partner. Ain't it just like a friend of mine to just when I need you, you turn your back on me. And here I thought I was your favorite son. Roll on, river, run golden. You bring back my
Canadian rock and roll from Danko Jones. Get high.
Simple.
That's brand new from Danko Jones. And if you're not hip to Danko Jones, he is a big deal in Canada and is starting to make his name bigger and bigger here in the States. I was actually one of the guest vocalists on the last Thor album that did so well here in Pittsburgh. And Danko Jones' new album was called Electric Sounds. Track was called Get High. So we start off tonight's set of music with Dwight Twilley by request, going back to 1984 with Girls. And man, little EJL was rocking out to that tune, watching MTV every day when I got home from school, like so many of us, right? And then going back to the late 80s, Joe Walsh, In My Car, from one of the best album titles ever, Got Any Gum? Absolutely love it. Great track. And then the band Fandango with the song San Joaquin. And if you were saying, man, that lead singer sounds so familiar, Fandango, where would I know that from? Well, that was a very young Joe Lynn Turner in the band that he fronted on the RCA label. And they dumped a whole lot of money into that band. The record I played was actually a 12-inch picture disc of a set of bright red lips, but Fandango never really did it, and of course, Joe Lynn Turner was on to bigger and much bigger things, going on to Rainbow, Deep Purple, etc. So foreclosure rates are rising across the nation, and Pennsylvania is ranking as the 18th highest state in foreclosures. Not a good thing. Consumers can sometimes prevent foreclosure on their home before it happens. The nonprofit Pennsylvania Association of Mortgage Brokers offers tips for troubled homeowners to consider before or after they miss a payment. PAMB, Pennsylvania Association of Mortgage Brokers. Consumers should communicate with their mortgage broker lender, who will help them navigate through a foreclosure situation and hopefully work out a solution. For more information or to view the consumer tips, visit www.pamb.org. And so the phone has been ringing since I got here behind the console in the studio. That's a good thing. Beth in Squirrel Hill, she's a new listener, and she asked me, could I play some Journey? Well, Beth, here's some live Journey coming at you right here on WRCT 88.3 FM.
All right.
Reach out your hands, come on, up to me.
with me.
Can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart, buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Is Eric playing that guitar rock again? Well, that's enough of that. I'm DJ Firefly, and if you're ready for something else, tune into my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Chad.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. You know, we've been talking about the Outlaws here tomorrow night, but this weekend is a Southern Rock extravaganza. Outlaws and Atlanta Rhythm Section with Billy Crane tomorrow night at the Palace Theater. But Sunday night at the Lamp Theater in Irwin, we've got the Artemis Pyle Band coming back to the Berg. And we've got Artemis Pyle on the phone with us right now. My friend, how are you?
Hey, Brother Eric, how are you?
We're doing so good. We're excited to see you. You're coming off a terrific show several months ago in Washington County, where you just knocked the socks off everybody. We're excited about having you back, and we're excited about the new album,
Anthems.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the name. I love the name of the album, Anthems. Yeah.
So we're playing the new single with Ronnie Dunn. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, we were in Nashville last week. We played the Grand Ole Opry. We did the Mike Huckabee Show. We did all kinds of TV there in Nashville, and they have great production. And you know, I don't like listening to myself, you know, playback, because I'm always critiquing it. But, man, the way Nashville puts it together, their production quality, we sounded great. On Governor Huckabee's show, as well as the Grand Ole Opry, and all of the places that we went, they had our album artwork, our cover, you know, like 8 feet by 8 feet behind us on a big screen. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. And then on each end of that, we played for the veterans for out in San Antonio, Texas, and Lexington, Kentucky. We will always play for the veterans, anytime, any place, anywhere.
Well, that is so great. And, you know, especially in light of the fact that you're a veteran and we're celebrating Veterans Day this weekend.
I was in the Marines, from 1967 to 1971, and I had orders to Vietnam, but I didn't go to Vietnam. I'm glad I didn't have to see that. Had a lot of friends that went over there, and came back, and some didn't come back. And the guys that made it back, you know, they were different. And God bless them. So I didn't have to see that because my dad was killed in a plane crash in Albuquerque, and they canceled my orders, and then we pulled out. So I thank God I didn't have to see that.
Well, thank you for your service, my friend. Well, this Sunday night, the Lamp Theater, right now, you are less than 20 tickets away from being yet another sellout. Everyone's excited to see you. Thanks for joining us tonight. We know you're on the road. Artemis, let's close with your new single. This is a new version of Sweet Home Alabama with Ronnie Dunn from Brooks & Dunn fame. Brother, come on back. We love having you on Quartz in Session.
Okay, man. I love this track. Everybody's been raving about it. And Ronnie Dunn does such a great job of singing it because, as you know, Eric, Ronnie had a Southern accent because he was from Florida. But Ronnie Dunn has kind of a twang in his voice. And hearing the song sung with that little taste of twang, man, it appeals. I just love it. I love the way he did it, man, and it rocks. So thank you for playing it, man. We love you.
Love you too, brother. Talk to you soon.